This is the 1971 Firebird Esprit, announcing the new Pinto three-door runabout. There's hardly a car made today that exudes elegance like the Jaguar XJ.
This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricchici.
This week's edition of Drive Time has us taking a ride in Chevy's all-new small car, the Sonic. Now let's face it, America has had a tough time doing small cars the last several years. Chevy's Aveo is the shining example. Felt like driving a spam can. Wow, how things have changed with the new Sonic. The built on GM's New World small car platform and assembled right here in America, the Sonic jumps right up to the front of the class, which has a lot of stars in it named Fit, Access, Yaris, and Fiesta. The Sonic, in either its sedan configuration or hatchback, puts a quality, solid, fun-to-drive small car behind the Chevy badge. The boxish hatchback edition had nice clean lines with the now-standard Chevy split grille. Headlamps have a slanted cat's eye look to them, a swept-back windshield, and a high belt line pull the square hatchback all together on the outside. Front doors have plenty of room for getting in and out, and while the real doors kind of hide in the side of the body, it gives it more of a two-door look, but yet you got the two doors back there to get in and out easily. Once you get into Sonic, it hits you at how roomy the interior is. Comfortable front seats, the quality is nice, the materials feel upscale, and the seats also have nice support. The dash is kind of hip-looking, with a digital speedo and a tach cluster that would look at home on a motorcycle as well as in the car. Lots of storage spaces in the front. Rear seats actually fit adults. Space in the hatchback suffers a bit from a high cargo floor, but it does give you some hideaway storage back there. The Sonic Turbo I drove had lots of guts to it with the 1.4-liter Ecotec engine cranking out 138 horses to the 6-speed stick-shift transmission. Plenty of power matched up to a solid steering setup and a great suspension system gave the Sonic one of the better rides of any small car I have driven in a while. Nice feel of the road, coupled with great handling through the curves, the Sonic was also a surprisingly solid road car. I never got tired or achy putting over 700 miles on the Sonic in a week. The 6-speed turbo LTZ hatchback version I drove, pretty loaded, with 17-inch wheels, Bluetooth, heated seats, and fog lamps, stickered at $18,890. It gets 29 city, 40 highway miles per gallon, and is a top safety pick of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. For years, there was every reason in the world to shy away from small cars built by American companies. They just didn't do them well. Well, it's a different day today. Chevy Sonic is a solid subcompact that stacks up with anything in its class. It handles well, doesn't feel cheap, is roomy for its size, gives you a variety with several models, and gives you great bang for your buck at under $20,000 fully loaded. The Sonic could be Chevy's best small car since they introduced the Chevy 2 50 years ago. For an archive of my reviews, go to kdkaradio.com/drivetime. That's another edition of Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricchici, News Radio 1020, KDKA.